Now, I'm going to cover MPEP Chapter 700 and Chapter 2100 together here for the benefit of both brevity and clarity. MPEP Chapter 700, Examination of Applications. The Patent Bar Exam places major emphasis on Chapter 700. The examination of applications is one of the most thoroughly tested sections on the exam. The details of RCEs should be paid close attention to. The sections on abandonment and extensions will be referenced several times. Making amendments to the application is also very important, and the process of swearing back, Rule 37 CFR 1.131, will also be tested. For MPEP Chapter 2100, Patentability, Chapter 2100 is tested very heavily as well. You should plan to memorize all the sections of 35 USC 102, including how to overcome each type of rejection. 35 USC 103 is also very important. Pay special attention to the specification requirements under 35 USC 112. Learning the material presented in this chapter is key to passing the patent bar exam. So here's what you need to know regarding chapters 700 and 2100. Patentability. For an object to be patentable, it must not be a naturally occurring composition. Disclosure of utility. 1. A claimed invention must have a specific and substantial utility. 2. An applicant need only provide one credible assertion of a specific utility for each claimed invention to satisfy the utility requirement. And 3. Any rejection based on lack of utility should include a detailed description as to why the claimed invention has no special or substantial utility. The examiner should provide documented evidence regardless of the publication date. The invention has a well-established utility if a person of ordinary skill in the art would immediately appreciate why the invention is useful based on the characteristics of the invention, and the utility is specific, substantial, and credible. Where an asserted special and substantial utility is not credible, a prima facie showing of no specialization or substantial utility must establish that it is more likely than not that a person skilled in the art would not consider any special and substantial utility asserted by applicant for the claimed invention as credible. An applicant may overcome a rejection by an examiner who establishes a prima facie showing of no specific and substantial credible utility for a claimed invention by 1. Providing reasoning or arguments, 2. Amending the claims, or 3. Providing evidence in the form of a declaration under 37 CFR 1.132, providing evidence in the form of a printed publication rebutting the basis or logic of a prima facie showing. Even the mere identification of a pharmacological activity of a compound that is relevant to an asserted pharmacological use provides an immediate benefit to the public. 35 USC 101. The inventions will be granted for any new and useful process, machine, manufacture, or composition of matter, or any new and useful improvement thereof. Rejections based on a lack of utility, 35 USC 101, may include any substantially unaltered thing occurring in nature. For example, a shrimp with its head and digestive tract removed is not patentable. Printed matter, and 3. A scientific principle divorced from any tangible structure, so mathematical discoveries are not patentable. However, the methods of using such principles and devices embodying the principles may be patentable. In order to establish prima facie, it is not necessary that there be a suggestion or an expectation from the prior art that the claimed invention will have the same or similar utility as one which is newly discovered by the applicant.